I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show. I welcome Thaddeus McCotter, my colleague and friend, writing most recently at American Greatness, about an incident a week past now where several dozen, up to 100, I do not have an exact number, of CEOs, some of them attending the Masters Golf Tournament in Georgia, agreed in a Zoom call that they will all declare they're in favor of voting rights. It was very general, but I'll stay with the Voting Rights Act. Voting rights are in question because of the most recent election, 2020, and a controversy through the winter. However, this decision by CEOs, we're told, followed the Major League Baseball decision to move the All-Star Game from Atlanta to Denver. That followed remarks by the President of the United States, Mr. Biden, declaring a vote by the legislature of Georgia to be somehow associated with one of the worst periods in American history, Jim Crow. The president didn't explain himself. He just made that metaphor. Thaddeus is writing a column about these CEOs, but I note, Thaddeus, since you wrote your column and since that declaration of the CEOs a week passed, there is not a rush of other CEOs, because we have hundreds, if not thousands, of corporations in this country, to join the original impulse. Do you find that significant, that there seems to be either a hesitation or a delay and to wait for more information? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. Well, obviously, these companies understand that the vast majority of the American people do not want to see corporations become political, to engage in partisan activities. And so I think they're holding back, and they're very concerned that they're going to get caught in any type of backlash as a corporation that may occur. So I think it's very prudent on their part to continue on the path of just trying to maximize profit, employment, and the prosperity of the American people, their employees, and their shareholders, and to steer clear of partisan politics, which would make a lot of sense because partisan politics, in case anybody hasn't noticed, is particularly ugly these days. The other part that I would like to make specific reference to, John, is the fact that in the letter of these corporations, they didn't spell out specifically what they would support or oppose in any type of legislation at the state level regarding voting. Now, if you're going to oppose, say, voter ID as restrictive, I think you'd want to put that in your letter and spell it out to people instead of hiding behind the weasel word restrictive, because after all, only voting once is somewhat restrictive. But yet we have to do it to protect the integrity of the ballot.
Then an additional puzzle here is these corporations led by Coca-Cola, Starbucks, Ben & Jerry. If this was the movie Casablanca, we would now remark, round up the usual suspects. So do you measure that this was largely a public relations move by these well-known politicized corporations, and that the hesitation a week later is what we should pay attention to, not that Ben & Jerry's has a conscience?
Yeah, I think you should also pay attention to the fact that it's coordinated with institutions like the New York Times and other corporate media outlets. And they put out a list of corporations that would not sign the letter. So what you're seeing is the media wants to be the gendarme of the woke fascists and demand corporate obeisance to the decrees of these other woke corporations that are trying to extort legislatures and extort states. So the coordination between the woke corporation and the woke media, I think, is something that the American people are deeply disturbed by. They don't like it, and they just do not want to see every facet of American life be politicized by these people.
You have recommendations in your column about how to either deal with this phenomena or push back against it. What do you recommend?
Well, it's ironic because if you look at the free market, what the genius of the free market is, it is composed of the individual decisions of millions upon millions of people. So when you look at pushing back on the corporations, it can appear a daunting task. In fact, that's one of the things that the left wants you to believe, is there's nothing you can do, that it's inevitable. There's all these wealth and power and is arrayed against you and is going to subsume your liberty under their woke banner. But that's not what's going to happen. Because if you think about it, you don't have to do everything. No one can do everything. Just do what you can. If you want to boycott a certain product, go ahead. If you See, if you can't boycott it, you can just try to use less of it, or you can find an alternative vendor for it if it's a site you don't want to frequent anymore. Just do a little bit as you can. There's no need to feel guilty, feel bad about it. Do what you can, and other people doing what they can will together, cumulative, create a billion ripples of freedom that will then knock down the crony socialism of the woke crowd and their corporate extortionists.
I was taught back in the 20th century that business and politics don't mix. Now, I understand business puts a lot of money into Washington every year. They lobby for legislation or subsidies or in some fashion to do with the tax breaks. But business and politics in this instance was meant to attract people. Coca-Cola and Major League Baseball and Ben and Jerry's were looking to look virtuous. That is a puzzle to me. However, I'm aware that they do this all the time. I'm aware that they do it around the world. Is it enough for us to say, I won't buy a Coca-Cola, or I won't watch the Major League Baseball game? Or should we protest more completely? Social media, for example. Should we write a letter, the equivalent of a letter, to these companies?
If you feel comfortable doing it, do it. If you feel uncomfortable, don't do it. Again, 57% or more of the American people think the corporations should stay out of partisan politics.
Yeah.
If 57% of the American people do one tiny thing every day to show their dissent and dissatisfaction, the corporations are not going to engage in partisan politics.
Do you measure, Thaddeus, that there's some hesitation on the part of the left, that they're aware that their early victories, you know, they pushed very hard to tear down statues of Ulysses Grant and make over-the-hill, over-the-top remarks about American history, and now they're just seeking to pack the court. Do you measure that is all no longer successful, or is less successful than it first seemed, that the American people are catching on to the methods?
The left has no limits. The only time they ever retreat is to wait for a more advantageous time to, again, exceed limits and norms and others. When you think about it, court packing, you see the crisis at the border, you've seen mandatory critical race theory within the military and others. Over and over and over again, the one thing that comes across is the fact that the left will politicize every aspect of American life. They will even censor your First Amendment rights. They will do everything they can to attain power, and Americans don't like it. Fundamentally, we're very practical people. If something works, they like it. We believe in fair play. We believe in due process. We believe that everyone is created equal and has a God-given right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And they do not like being told that they're horrible people, that they need to be reeducated, that America is systemically racist, and that America is an evil country. They cannot stand that because their whole life is just spent has been spent disproving it by the daily acts of virtuousness that constitute the vast majority of the American people.
Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness. We're turned to Michigan. Thaddeus is Michigan. He is Detroit, and Michigan has huge problems right now, a spike in positives and in deaths. Why? I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.